Stay tuned now for the NeuroShell Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. And I'm so happy to have in our studio today two people. We have Diamond Wollaston, who is the project manager at the Chamber of Commerce. Also with us today is Olga Berdemol, who is an attorney in the area, who has some specialties here. Right at this time, she's worked with elder care law for quite a while, but she also has some other specialties. Olga, thank you for being here. Why don't you tell us about some of the things that you're working on?
Well, I have across specialties in real estate, finance, and how to handle money. That inputs very significantly on elder care and home care, and how those three things actually all work together, and they need to be coordinated.
Okay. So now, one of the reasons why you wanted to come on the show today, Olga, is because there's some sort of deadline coming up, and I want to talk a little about that, because there's plenty of people listening out there who are taking care of elderly and who need to know some of what's going on. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, right now in the New York State Legislature, there's an effort to cut back on funding from Medicaid for nursing homes. And this is a pretty significant kind of a cutback. What I do is the alternative to nursing homes, which is to provide something called Package 30, how to keep your parents, elders, and those who need help at home, how to protect the family assets, how to choose your own caregiver, not somebody from nowhere, could be a member of the family or a friend, have them pay for their work, have the government pay for all of it. And it only takes 30 days to qualify, after I do what I do, to qualify the people. So the moment of criticalness at the moment is that the money from Medicaid comes through the New York State Legislature. And if they cut back on financing, then the nursing home arena is going to be cut back on all of their services as well. And the ability to get into a nursing home or the cost for that will be even more exhaustive than they are now.
So if you're listening to the show and you have a question for Olga, which she's very knowledgeable on these topics, the number is 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And Olga, now she personally, and we've talked a lot, Olga and I, she personally knows a lot about this stuff because she did it herself.
Yes, she did.
You want to talk a little about that quickly?
Sure. I got involved in this a bunch of years back. I went a bunch of years back when I had a mom and an aunt who were getting older, and I kept them at home for a long time. In fact, I kept them at home until they died in their own beds at 100 and 106 years old. And in the beginning, I got people from Europe to come and look after them one at a time.
Like an au pair?
Like an au pair.
Okay.
But eventually, their needs were far greater than one person could handle for two. And I had to find a solution on how to get them the kind of personal increasing care that each one of them needed. And so I dug deep, and I found the solution within the system, but not many people actually get to use it. And so it's an availability, and it's phenomenal, and you can keep your parents at home in their own bed. You can have the person who takes care of them of your choice. They get paid by the government. You get more help for more hours as the needs increase, and it only takes 30 days to qualify.
Wow, that's really impressive. So if you just tuned into the show, you're listening to Olga Berdemol, and she is an attorney, and she has this great specialization in elder care. So, and not so much elder care, but in the sense that you want to preserve your elderly's assets and do that in such a way that you can keep them at home with you to care for them. And not only that you're caring for them, but you can have someone from the state, you know, or the state pay for someone to care for your parent at home. So, Olga, why don't you give your contact information, how they could reach you, your phone number.
Oh, I'd be delighted. I'm a resident, lawyer resident of New Rochelle. My office is at 271 North Avenue. You're welcome to come anytime. And my phone number there is 914-336-2080. And I would be delighted to give you a short consultation for free. So if you have an interest, please give a call. And this is not just for older people.
Okay.
But this is for everyone that's got a serious condition or a handicap that needs to have
care. Okay, I understand. Now, you were also speaking about there's many people going through foreclosure issues, right? And,
yes.
And that is another huge issue today because I feel like people they took homeowners' loans out and they can't repay it, or for whatever the reason, they lost their job. And now they're going through this issue of foreclosure. But there is a point where I remember speaking to you about this, that you can stop that. You can, if you catch it early enough, something you can help. So why don't you give a little
talk
about that?
Well, I don't know in terms of the bank financing and the foreclosures on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Foreclosures are rising.
Mm-hmm.
And the specialty for being able to fight off or push off a foreclosure is a little bit different than what I do. But what I do is I help to preserve the family assets so that they can continue to pay that mortgage without a foreclosure, because the government's coming in to help support the care money that's necessary to be able to do it. And a lot of that care money is what is now being diverted from the mortgage payments.
Okay, so just back to that Medicaid legislation. What do people in the public need to do in order to stop that from happening?
In terms of getting the proper care at home?
In terms of perhaps this deadline is coming, perhaps they can call their local legislator? Or is that what they
can do? I don't think that the legislature is able to intervene here. I believe that this is really the requirement of a legal person who knows how to use the system and how to make the system work. But it's designed specifically, what I do is designed specifically to keep parents or elder people at home, or people who have a need at home. And right now what's going on is the federal government is cutting back funding, and the state government is cutting back funding, and there's a lot of fight about it. And with that kind of cutback, the funding is going to nursing homes. So the nursing homes are the ones who are on the chopping block right now. And as their money come from the government is being cut off, they will have to lay people off. And the conditions in the nursing homes will decrease even further than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So the care.
But we have some great nursing homes in our area.
You do.
Yeah, and they're wonderful. But not everybody can afford to send their elderly or sick person to be cared for by a nursing home or a rehab center.
The nursing home is collecting money from the individual, but also collecting money from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue becomes you're going to give away all your money if you do the nursing home route for the longer period of time, because they have a claim against all the assets of the estate if the person dies in the nursing home over a period of time. I have a case like that right now where a lady at 102 passed away,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to see how we are going to deal with the fact that after she's dead, they're now claiming all of her money, her annuity money, her bank money, her everything money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that money is now taken away from the family and everybody else. So the object is really not to be isolated in a nursing home. It sounds like you wouldn't be isolated. But as they cut back people and as the nursing home staff is spread over a larger population, it's less care for each of the people.
Okay. So now, Olga, how does somebody start the proceedings of this? What do they do?
Well, the first thing they do is they call me.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm more than happy to give them a short consultation without cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to evaluate what it is that they require at that particular juncture.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, since it's a combination of doing estate planning, protecting the family assets, so those assets are not open for government to take away, but you don't lose them, they stay within the family. And also to deal with who you choose to be able to take care of your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice in a hospital or in a nursing home. Whoever is on duty, that's the person, and period. That's the end of the conversation.
Now, what about this issue of a five-year look back?
Well, the five-year look back is a five-year look back for nursing homes.
Okay.
Okay, and that's really the kicker of the situation. They can stay in a nursing home without money, but all the assets that they have will then be used to pay back the nursing home with regard to their care. And nursing homes are very particular. They're in the business of making money and getting paid. The government is in a different position. And so this is a government program designed to keep older people at home at government costs and expense, not coming out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, how do you find a qualified person to care for your parent? Because that's always the issue. Like I know our nursing homes here are, you know, they're all qualified. They're qualified in geriatric and in home care, in rehab. And that's really important, I think, for many of the people who are leaving their care to a nursing home because they want to make sure they're being cared for properly. I know that if somebody in my family were to get ill, I don't think I'm capable to take care of that person. So how are you supposed to find, as an individual, find someone who is certified or can take care of somebody who's elderly or sick for that matter.
So I'm going to make a distinction,
mm-hmm.
two different kinds. Nursing home many times is just people who are older and who need some help in getting dressed and going to the bathroom and dealing at that level,
mm-hmm.
Rather than medical care specifically. If they need medical care, and they need to be in a nursing home where the doctors are available to them.
Okay.
But if they're not in a critical medical care situation and you just go to the doctor for a checkup or for whatever you need for medication, then staying home becomes a safer and more secure bet.
Okay.
Why? Because when I say you can choose the person who takes care of them and that person gets paid by the government, I do mean exactly what I say. So it's not coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of the government's pocket.
So just so I'm clear, what you're saying that is if you have someone who isn't very medically, you know, who doesn't need the medicine aspect of taking care of the person, then you can stay at home. But it's not that you are saying that you can get someone who can take care of, like, in a nursing home.
No.
The
answer to that is it's not just the medical, because medical is taken care of at home as well.
Okay.
Nurses come to the house, and you can get that benefit.
Okay, hold that thought, Olga. We're going to be back in a few seconds, but this is a very important concept that I just want to make sure that our audience understands. Thank you.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Lancer, and I'm here today with Olga Bardemal. We were just trying to clarify the importance of somebody like Olga Bardemal in helping you secure the assets of your family members, whether they be elderly or also sick, you know, and they can't take care of themselves. So what we were saying is, before we left, is that there are many very qualified nursing homes in our area. I mentioned a few before who do rehab and they do critical hospital type care. But what Olga's saying is perhaps that this person that you're trying to take care of doesn't need the medical critical care or rehab type setting, and you can just have any type of person that you trust in the home to take, almost like a child, would you say? Like you have to have somebody home with that person to make sure that they're taken care of?
Right. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're brilliant. They can be brilliant, have all their marbles, be able to have a perfect conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of physical limitation.
Okay.
Okay? And so what happens is that the elders, which is a growing population, is not able to really, at some point, rely on their younger generation to be able to help them out. And a lot of people do. They go to their moms, their grandmas, they say hello. But they have full-time jobs, they have children, they have other responsibilities, and they're not able to be that at-home caretaker when they need to go to the bathroom or they need to get something or to help them have food on the table and make the preparation for the food or administer their medicine so that they get their medicine on time. It requires somebody dedicated to an older person or a person at that level, which is why the criteria is that they need someone to take care of them, not because they're deaf or, you know, don't have their head on their shoulders. It's just that they physically can't do the things that need to be done.
Okay. So why don't you give your phone number again, just so that people can get in touch with you?
I'm at 914-336-2080. And just to give you a quickie about the kind of things that a home health person would take care of, and you can choose them, is helping them to go to the bathroom or helping them eat because they can't see the food on their plate, helping them get dressed, being a companion and companionship so they have human contact and a person to talk to, help get them things when they can't reach locomote around very easily. But it's the normal kinds of things that you would want to make sure that they don't fall and hurt themselves, that they don't forget to take something. And it's a level of care that is normally you can have it in a hospital, but the hospital is not the really right place for them to be. The right place for them to be is at home.
Okay. And I have to say that a lot of people, they want to stay at home. You know, they don't want to leave their homes. They feel comfortable there. So it depends. I mean, I think that there's a fine line because you may have somebody who needs the company. They need the socialization of doing things.
Absolutely.
Yes, and there is a difference.
Absolutely.
Right.
And also they're not in a hospital setting, which is a much higher medical disease type of setting. These people have maybe a problem with their memory. They may have a problem with their blood pressure. They may need to have special medicine. But all of these things can be handled within a home environment, as well as watching television and being interactive with another human being, which makes a lot of difference.
Yes. It does. Well, thank you, Olga. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Do you you want to add? I mean, I know you've been a longtime member of the Neurochelle Chamber of Commerce. Do you want to add how it's helped you interact with people and make connections?
I think that the chamber is a unique kind of a special occasion because everybody who's a professional works within the circle of what they do. But the Chamber of Commerce invites and allows for the mixture of a whole lot of different skills and capabilities. So I can talk to people who are insurance brokers, or I can talk to nurses, or I can talk to accountants or other people where what we do crosses points with them in this and in other fields. And so we now have a networking capability, which is gigantic in relationship to just practicing what you do.
Thank you, Olga.
And not only that, but they're really, really nice people.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Olga. We really appreciate you being on the show. But thank you so much for listening.